Today, our guest on Inside United is Michelle Macedo, who is from Brazil, and she is a graduate of Ambassador Bible College. We're grateful to have her here on the podcast. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Okay. Well, you are one of our international students, and you were studying law, is that correct?
Yes, I study law. I'm halfway through it.
Did you just take a suspension of classes for a year?
So I took 2.5 years, which is half of the course because it's 5 years. And for me to come here, I had to pay them for my spot. And by that, the term that we have in Brazil is lock. So we lock my place so no one will get in my place, and it's still there, guaranteed that when I come back, it will be there and I can continue my studies exactly where I left off.
Great. Well, I was actually very interested in how that worked, and now I know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, then what made it possible for you to come to ABC?
It was definitely a little hard because of the visa situation and all of that, but I had a lot of help here with Mr. Dean and the Campos. So I knew they were there and that if I needed anything, they were always there to do whatever they could.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that when we heard that Michelle Macedo was coming from Brazil, we were really hoping it would work out, and it did.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about what your expectations were. What did you expect, you know, to see here, and were those expectations met?
I think definitely. It was actually exceeded because I expected to come here and learn a lot, which I did, but I learned a lot more than I thought I would because it's so much knowledge every day, like 7 or 8 hours a day with different teachers. And it's really wonderful everything I learn, and not just what you learn in class, but what you learn just being here, fellowshipping with all of the people around you, with your class, with different members of the congregation. All of that, and you know, living with your roommates, it's also a learning experience.
Is this the first time that you've been to the United States?
Yes.
Okay. You speak English so well.
Oh, thank you.
Well, what were your favorite classes at ABC?
I definitely like Early Church History by Gary Petty because, you know, growing up on high school and things like that, you always learn philosophy. And it's those things about gods and mythology. But Gary Petty put philosophy in a different way, in a way that really helped me see how it worked. Like Epistles of Paul, you always talk about like the Romans and they worship Bay and everything that's in the Bible. It puts everything into context. So that was really interesting for me. But also Word News and Prophecy. Prophecy sometimes is so hard to understand, and coming here and seeing how the teachers work around different methods of teaching, that really helped so much. And so I think I really appreciated every class in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the students seem to say, that each class has its own really specialties. But I found that most classes that students liked were biblically based. I mean, they were books of the Bible. Mm-hmm. That seemed to be the ones that were most favored.
Yes, definitely. I learned things, like I said, that I had no idea about, that things that you only learn because they take you to how things worked on that age. Like, how did things work when Jesus Christ lived? Like, we always thought that he was a carpenter. Mm-hmm. But it's not like the carpenter that we think about it today, because on that age, they had different materials than what we have. Mm-hmm. And so going back to that and looking at everything, how it was, or how it was on the night that they shared bread on the last Passover, it's not a table like we sit today. It's a table where they had to lay down to eat at a table. So it's like you read one verse and the teacher can take so much out of it and is like, whoa, I didn't know that so much was packed into one verse. Looking at everything like that is so amazing. You understand things that you had no idea about it.
What besides classes really fascinated you?
Brazil is a really huge country, and we don't have a lot of people in the congregation. I grew up with just my parents and I. And so I think the way we come together as a family in the class, because we are with those persons every day, and some of us live together. Like, I lived with 8 girls. So it's like we learn how to, you know, share with each other and how to go with each other's characteristics, because everyone's different. Mm-hmm. But also the things that we only have a chance of serving during ABC, like the choir is amazing. It's a totally different way of worshiping that I didn't have it before.
You were in the choir.
Yes, I was in the choir. And it's definitely a wonderful experience. You travel and you get to know new brethren, and they are so very thankful that you're there to sing to them and for God. And the charity auction, it was definitely wonderful. We worked the entire year for that. But it's amazing how you can serve with different things. And it really helps you grow and see how things are managed in the church and how people put, you know, social activities together. So that was really good.
Well, tell us about the charity auction. Of course, that was near and dear to us because the proceeds went to LifeNet scholarships, you know, the types of things that help our students. To me, it was one of the most entertaining events of the whole year. Tell us about the preparation for it and how you planned it.
Well, we heard that it was about LifeNet scholarships, and I was really glad being one to receive them. And it was really fun doing it. You know, everyone gets together in groups and think about what can they do that will make people laugh, because that's what they want. They want, you know, to do something good while making people have fun and appreciate what we're doing.
Well, one thing that I found from the charity evening that was so enjoyable to us was that some of the students are very quiet, and you're not sure what their personality is, but they really came out.
Yes. You know?
And some of the people were so hilarious, you know, and the way they came across, they were so comical. We enjoyed it very, very much.
Yeah, the first time we rehearsed, it was really funny, because it's funny for us too, because since it's different people with different acts, you have no idea what you're going to see until you're, you know, having a rehearsal or something. And it's really fun bringing it all together. It looks like it's not going to come together, but in the end, it's really good.
That's what I hear every year. They say when we first started working on the skits, we had no idea where it's going to go. And when it's all finished, it's just really terrific. Tell us about your class trip. Where'd you go?
Nashville? We went to St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis. Yeah.
Yes. It was really amazing. We had some really good activities planned. It also took a long time to plan because there's so many things and we want to go to everywhere we can, but we couldn't. But it was so fun. It's a beautiful place. I think we all had fun at the activities. We went hiking. We took some beautiful pictures. We went to the City Museum, which was amazing because it's like a huge playground for adults. And so everyone was just, you know, going on slides and things like that. And it was so much fun. But meeting the brethren was amazing because, like I said, traveling with the choir and singing to new people, it's amazing when we're out there and they're all smiling at us. And after everything's finished, they'll thank us so much, you know, for coming and for singing for us, because it just makes them happy that we're there.
Well, I know that when I was pastor of a church not too far from here, Lafayette, Indiana, we had the ABC choir come and sing to us. And that was one of the biggest events for us. Here they came, they sang for us. They put on a program for about a half an hour. and they had soloists, and they had the choir sing together. And I know that I had made a video of it, and I just still look at it from time to time, because it was just so enjoyable to see the students and to see them enjoy the brethren and the potluck that we had. We really thought that was great.
Mm-hmm. It's also amazing.
What would you tell somebody who came to you and said, I'd like to go to ABC?
It's definitely worth it. I think my age was a good age to come. Sometimes when people are too young, it's definitely harder. But it's never too early or too late to learn about God.
While you won't reveal your age, maybe, what range are you in?
I'm 22.
Okay.
Yeah, so definitely all ages. But ABC, like I said, is 7 to 8 hours a day of study. So you got to be prepared for that. But it's something that you're going to take for your entire life. And like I said, it's about building a relationship with God, strengthening your faith, and understanding so much more than what you did. And it's a knowledge that you're going to take for your entire life. So it's definitely, definitely worth it. And with everything comes hard parts, but the hard parts make you grow and make your experience so much better.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was enjoyable for us in the administration to also be with the ABC students, mm-hmm. you know, like at lunchtime, and we just enjoyed them being around and talking and having some interaction from time to time. Well, you mentioned a little bit for the beginning about you're halfway through your studies in law. Tell us about what's going to happen now. When are you returning to Brazil, and what are your plans for the next 2-3 years?
Well, I'm going to go back to Brazil, and my classes resume on August 1st.
Oh.
Yes, so I got about 2 months to get into everything. And after that, I got 2.5 years left. And on those 2.5 years, I'm going to go and look for internships and try and work. And after that, I got, you know, my bar exam. And I plan to, after that, pursue a master's degree in international law.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds like very, very interesting ambition. I'm very much involved with international things, and so I find that to be very fascinating.
Yes, yes.
Well, Michelle, we've really enjoyed talking to you and enjoyed hearing your experiences and also your advice to somebody who would want to come to ABC. So thank you very much for being here.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Enjoyed having you. So thank you for joining us on Inside United. We hope to have you come back and join us in another episode.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.